boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Start the show off with some sad news that you're probably like, what? I almost texted you, Taylor, about the sad news.
I'm actually upset that you didn't.
I pulled into work and I'm like, oh, cool. The second spot in the parking lot is open. That's like gold, man. If it's not the first one, the second one's just as close to the door. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So I get ready to like boop, skirt right into it. And that's when I notice we lost a friend. A bird is laying on its back.
Yeah. I actually didn't see it when I pulled in today.
Did you almost go to that spot too? I think everyone's avoiding it right now.
No, not even on purpose. I parked on the opposite side and didn't walk past that spot, maybe. So I didn't notice, but I was taking something out to the dumpster earlier and was so horribly disturbed at the sight. Because at first I'm like, whoa, that bird's like just hang. Because most of the time they
You're
fly
like,
away.
It's sleeping.
It's taking a nap. Oh my God. No, he's not.
No.
He's not taking a nap. He's not doing yoga.
That's not funny.
But. I don't know. Like, I seriously was like, I might need to find a room to cry in.
It's very disturbing. And I don't know. And I didn't want to clean it up. I don't know who to ask to clean it up, but I don't know.
Where's his family?
I want to know what happened. How did he get
That's
to that state?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I don't think he hit a car. Because there's no car there.
No.
So why is he, what happened?
I don't know. He looks like.
Okay, I have a thought.
He's perfect for taxidermy. He's a great candidate.
Oh my God.
Well, I'm saying, like, it's not, that's why it's so disturbing. Because he's just laying on his back.
My only thought is, remember the other day I told you I left work and walked out straight to a drone?
Yeah.
Do you think the drone hit it?
Oh my God.
I don't know.
Is that what the birds are telling each other? Like, watch out for these drones.
It's a new
thing. They're after us.
It's a new thing they got to worry about.
Oh, my God.
That's my only thought. Otherwise, I have no idea.
They're probably flying past him today like, oh, they got another one.
I truly just don't understand our kitchen area here at work because we got a lot of things we don't need and a lot of things that we do need we don't have. So, like, we have two stoves, two microwaves.
Mm-hmm.
What are we, feeding a family of 40?
Microwaves, sometimes I have seen both in use at the same time.
I've never seen two stoves used at the same time.
Maybe once at, like, a holiday
gathering. That's the only reason. And then we've got two coffee machines. We've got a toaster, refrigerator, obviously. The one, we've talked about this before, the one thing we're missing is knives. It would be nice to cut a steak sometimes.
Yes.
We don't have any knives. The other thing that we really need, an air fryer. I so desperately wish we had an air fryer here because I brought chicken nuggets and french fries that I air fried this morning at work or at home. And I didn't want to microwave them because they're going to get soggy, but I had to because we don't have an air fryer here.
Yeah, it's not the same. Once you air fry, you never go back. Is it too much to have an air fryer at your desk?
Do you have, hold on, why are you asking this? Do you have one at your desk?
I'm just asking, because, like, is that embarrassing? Is that too much?
Girl, I'm
is
about
that,
to.
Is that overstepping boundaries? I don't know. Because there's some people who have, like, mini, have you ever seen those tiny Keurigs? I've always wanted one. Like,
no.
That make a single cup of coffee. People have those at their desks. Can I have a mini air fryer at my desk?
Well, I'm coming over to your desk all the time.
Well, I don't, but do you want to chip in for the fund?
Yes, and we'll have an air fryer at your desk.
I'm going to be the most popular person in the office after that.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
My crazy coupon girlies. May you rejoice and say, welcome back, Bed Bath & Beyond.
What?
Yeah. Bed Bath & Beyond. It feels like it's been a long time since they went out of business. I looked it up. Only summer of 2023. I feel
that
like
feels
it,
longer.
I
would have said 2020 or 2021.
Same. It felt like a very much COVID thing. But no, 2023, obviously, they filed for bankruptcy and disappeared from the face of the earth. But they are back as Bed Bath and Beyond Home. So they're pairing up with Kirkland's Home. So that's their mushed together name. And in the past, they, I guess, technically didn't really have, like, home decor. They had the towel wall. Yep. They maybe had, like, bedding and stuff. But they didn't have, like,
I only remember trinkety. Plates. But, yeah, you wouldn't really find wall art a whole
like
lot.
Like, decorations, wall art, any furniture, really. Besides, like, maybe dorm stuff. They had the gadget wall, obviously.
I loved the gadget wall. Oh, that and the coffee wall.
Yes.
They had, like, you could get regular coffee or you could get, like, the K-cups, and there was all
so
sorts
many K-cups.
Of, yeah, there was all sorts of different, like, varieties you don't get at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm. Well, now they're combining the best of both worlds. They're taking the decor aspect from Kirkland's and then obviously all that you love about Bed Bath & Beyond. Here's the big one. The coupons are back.
Nuh-uh.
Find your coupons. I hope you didn't throw your coupons away, because guess what? They said, we don't care about an expiration date.
Shut up.
If you got a binder with some Bed Bath & Beyond coupons from 2018, guess what?
I'm sure you got rid of them.
For the time being, they are going to honor that.
That's cool. I'm trying to think if I have anything like, maybe I have it like, you use it to like pack, you know, really nice things like your plates or something that you don't use often. Or maybe like ornaments, you pack them in like newspapers. I might have a couple coupons or something.
I say take a trip to the basement tonight because you might find yourself some 20% offs.
It's those girls in the afternoon and trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I love having cats. I really do. My favorite thing is that they think that everything is for them and about them. What was it last week that I said I woke up and my like hanging lanterns in the living room were knocked off the ceiling? Yep. Well, yesterday morning, I just knew Romeo was up to no good.
I could just tell.
It is. I got up out of bed, literally no contacts in my eyes, like still very dazed and confused. And I go into my boyfriend Curly's computer room, I guess. And there's a razor. A top of a razor, like a shaver, like a razor head, is just in the middle of the carpet. And I go, I don't think anybody's shaving in the middle of this room. There's also no handle on this razor. Like, it's been knocked off and somebody carried it in here. I just know it was Romeo. So immediately I go panic mode and I'm like, oh my God, did he hurt himself? Did he bite the razors? Did he scratch himself? He's fine. I don't know how. But I'm like, in what world? How did you get this? Where did you find it? And why is it in the middle of his room?
Where's the sticky part of it?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Like, it was the whole head. So there's like
Yeah. But what about
the shea butter? Yeah, right? I don't know where the stick was.
Do you think he ate it?
No, because it's like a big handle,
okay.
I feel.
Well, maybe a dog would be more like that than a cat would.
Probably.
But that's
no.
the thing. Do you ever watch your pet, okay, they get into the trash or they get into something they shouldn't and they eat it and you're like, how are you okay? You know what
100%.
I'm saying? Like if I ate that, I'd be, you know, how are you okay? I will never understand pets and how they can eat things and be fine. But if I were to eat it as a human, not saying I would want to.
Well, it sounds like you might be a little curious.
I got to ask if something happens to you when you take pills at all. Like, you know, your vitamins or whatever. Ibuprofen or something.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't properly take them, maybe not enough water or whatever. Do you ever get nauseous from them?
Probably.
So I said something to my boyfriend, neighbor man, I had, like, taken my, you know, normal pills, my vitamins, whatever, and I took it with some water, and then I'm like, after, like, a couple minutes, I'm like, I'm starting to get nauseous and sick. I don't think I properly did it, or I didn't take enough water. Can you hand me my water? The look he gave me was the weirdest look ever. Like, he had never heard of this before, so I just didn't know if my body is weird or if, like, other people have this problem that if you don't drink enough water while you swallow a pill or whatever, it feels like it almost got stuck, and then I get really nauseous
Okay. What are we talking? Stuck in the throat? Stuck in the stomach?
Wherever.
I have had it lodged in my windpipe.
And then what?
Well,
I'm just curious.
Really gross.
Oh my, I don't want to know now.
I had like, you know what I mean? Like almost yak it out.
Well, I know, but did you get nauseous or you just had it stuck?
I got scared because I couldn't breathe.
So you were yakking like a cat.
Yes, I was.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Well, it better be good, whatever it is you've been itching to tell me all day here.
Okay, I really wanted to take over the Taylor Window Update because I discovered something.
Okay.
Friday, after we got back from our second meeting of Those Girls Clockout Club.
Yeah.
I took a station vehicle. I backed the vehicle in and I noticed something. Have you seen the trees by our vehicles?
Probably.
They're growing something. One tree.
Like a suspicious plant?
Like fruit, I think.
Oh.
One tree has like these green, they haven't like changed colors at all. Like green, like ball looking things. I can't tell if it's apple. Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know. What? Did you eat one?
No, I did. They didn't look like they were ready.
Oh.
Whatever they are, I think they're going to change. I just don't know what they are. I can't tell if it's an apple, but I feel like we would know if we've had an apple tree.
Yeah.
I also never knew that we had a tree that grew something in our.
Neither did I.
But it's behind the vehicle. And I looked again today, and sure enough, it's growing something.
Well, pick it.
You want me to go right now?
Pick it and let's dissect it.
Do you want me to?
Yeah.
I'll run out there and go pick one.
Okay, hurry up.
Okay.
Because I want to see what this thing is and if it's edible. Okay, I will attest that she really did run out. That's quick, by the way.
I ran.
It's only a 3-minute song. You ran out to the tree that you just recently noticed is growing something.
Mm-hmm.
Not a weed, but nope. A plant.
Yeah, and I feel like
I don't know. That was scary.
What's scary? You and I have both worked for the company for a really long time. I don't know why. I'm just now noticing that something grows, like a fruit or something, next to our cars.
Yeah, never noticed it. Not once.
Here's the thing. I picked it up. I picked it off the tree, and honestly, it looks like a kiwi. It's got the like skin almost of a kiwi, but it's not.
Is it furry?
Kind of.
Aren't kiwis kind of furry?
A little bit. It's a little bumpy.
Well, let me see.
Okay.
Let me see.
I'm tossing it to you.
What the heck?
Here's the thing. It smells like pine.
My God,
what
it's
is it?
Solid. I don't know. I don't like the smell.
Okay. So.
It smells like pine sole.
That's what I'm saying. Deb texted us and said it might be a walnut tree. Do you think it was really...
Who got a walnut that smells like pine sole?
That's one. I don't think it's a... What could it be? What are we growing in our backyard of the building? What is that? Should you open it up? Get a hammer.
Dude, I'm not kidding. It's harder than anything, any other fruit. There's no way you could cut this open. You gotta like crack it like a coconut.
Do you think we're like creating our own fruit?
Is this where... pine sole comes from? Is it a cleaning product tree?
Dude, we're gonna have free cleaning products.
Dude, it's so rancid. That's what I swear it is. It smells so bad.
I dare you to use that to clean the counter. Let me know.
No, I kind of want to get it out of my face. It stinks so bad.
This might be the stupidest thing you'll ever hear on the radio, but I discovered a plant, a tree, in the back of our Z102.9 studios. Where we park our vehicles, and it's growing something, but I can't tell you what it's growing. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
So I brought it in. It's this like green ball looking thing, and a little hairy maybe, or a little bumpy. What?
Go on.
Get your head out of the gutter, you grossy person. And it stinks like pine sole.
Yeah, violently. So
really bad.
You brought it in here, and we're like, what the heck is this? It doesn't look like a lime or an apple.
Definitely doesn't smell like a kiwi, which is my first thought.
No, it smells so violently like pine sole. And we have some people on the text line like trying to help us figure out what this is. Walnut a couple times has been mentioned. It could be a buckeye tree. And then Deb sent us a link to the Eastern American black walnut.
What is that?
I think that's what this is, because the picture looks exactly like what is sitting next to me.
Okay.
And get this.
What?
Get this. Walnut
trees.
They're
going extinct.
Nope. I actually don't know. Walnut trees are grown for lumber and food, and processors have found additional markets for the tough outer hulls by finally grinding them and using them in products such as abrasive cleaners. Pine sole.
Shut up.
So can I crack this thing open?
First off, can we go into business and make our own pints?
Oh, no, because I really have decided I hate the smell. Okay.
Yeah, I got you two hammers from Engineer Kevin. Oh, she's just going to go.
Well, I can't do it on the table because I would get in trouble if I broke this table. So you continue to talk, and I'm going to see if I can crack this open without hurting my fingies.
Okay, I'm very nervous. Did it open?
Oh.
Well, you got it. You can't just go, oh. Okay. What is it?
Sorry, Kevin.
Did you break his hammer?
No, it juiced.
Ew.
And it got. Oh. Whoa.
Hold on. I don't know what you just did. She went to go smell the hammer, went a little too fast, and just hammered her face.
That was really close. Luckily, I stopped it. Yeah, it juiced. Should I do it again? I cracked it, but I don't know what's in
it. You don't know what's inside it? No. Well, people want to know what's inside it. They don't care that it juiced and that you almost hit yourself in the head.
Ew.
Well, okay, so what's in it? Don't tell me it's just juice and we just have Pine-Sol. Ew. That looks like a creature.
Dude, what if this is poisonous and we didn't even realize it?
Well, then we're not working tomorrow because we've caught
something. I need you to lie in my obituary because this is stupid.
Died due to whatever that is.
A walnut?
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
A poisonous
poison is what it is. I just know that my neighbors are talking about me and Curly because we have officially turned into those neighbors, I think.
Okay.
Because of what Curly bought at Aldi this weekend. We went down the aisle, you know,
the AOS aisle. Aisle of shame.
Of shame. And normally I'm the one who's like really looking hard and he's like, come on, look, let's get out of here. I just want to go home. But he stumbled upon a cold plunge.
Oh, yeah. They've had those for a while
like
now.
An ice bath. Well, yeah. We had seen it a couple weeks ago and he looked at it and was like, oh, that's like kind of something I'd be interested in. But maybe next time. Well, you know, the Isle of Shame, it's there 1 week and it could be gone the next. So it's been a couple weeks and he's checked every time, or if I've gone, he's had me check, but it was back yesterday. It was actually on clearance. Hello. He bought it, okay? And he has it on our back patio. And it looks like he's taking a bath in a soda can.
He's too big for that.
He's too tall. He's a tall lad, and he looks like a baby in an egg.
Is it actually cold?
Yeah, I mean, when you, like, get your hose out, it's always cold. He got ice, and he put it in there. He didn't have a thermometer because I guess he looked, like, how cold it should be for somebody that hasn't done it in a while, and it was supposed to be, like, 55 to 60 degrees. He did use our meat thermometer to test the water, and it was, like, 65.
It's funny because I even asked my boyfriend, Aaron Man, if we should get it, too. Because I know
he loved it.
Like, I know, like, going for a cold plunge, like, after a workout, it's, like, really good for you.
Yeah.
So that's where he's going to be
like
after
that.
The gym.
Can you do it early in the morning when nobody's awake so nobody has to
just wait until
there?
He decides to do it naked or something.
Ew.
I don't know.
That wasn't a fear in my mind, and
now
should
it
be? Thanks. You got us into something we are totally unqualified for.
That is
redecorating the sports studio down the hallway.
1600 ESPN. Here's the thing. I've been begging Spencer, one, can we be on your show? I want to talk sports I know nothing about. And then I've asked a couple times, can we redo the studio? And I don't know what got in him. Maybe it got him on a good day.
I don't either. I think he already regrets it.
I think he does regret it. He said, fine, we could redecorate the studio. But I think it only helped that I said I would bring you into it. Mostly you're going to do the work.
Well,
but
yeah.
He knows I need a babysitter.
Right. So I have done all the work so far.
Yeah, I know. But I'm going to take the credit for it.
So last week, I like cleaned it up a little bit. I ran into four spiders. It was really spooky scary. Kind of took inventory of the memorabilia that they already had. And then we both talked and let Spencer know, like, hey, we're both into thrifting as is. When we're out and about, we'll keep our eye out for sports stuff. But we don't really know what we're looking for. Like, who the players that you like are, who the teams We're lucky enough that the studio is kind of Hawkeye themed already.
I know, so that kind of helps a little bit.
They got Hawkeye carpet. There's already a lot of framed Hawkeye stuff. So I went this week. Do you want to talk about me or you?
You can go first, and then I'm going to talk about all the pictures I sent to our group chat.
Yes. I went thrifting this weekend, and I'm not going to lie, I kind of robbed the place, okay?
Really?
I kind of killed it. And Spencer doesn't know anything yet. I'm going to have to give him an official haul probably tomorrow. But I got mini cornhole.
No, that's cool.
I know, and it's
like
Iowa.
Like a desk one?
Yeah, like nice. Desk cornhole.
That's cool.
I got an Iowa dartboard.
Nice.
That's like felt.
Okay, yours was way cooler than mine.
I know. I got...
We're going to go play darts over there, just so you know.
Dude, I'm trying to turn the place into a bar. I hope he's okay with it. Yes. And then I feel like I manifested this because I was telling my boyfriend, Curly, as we were going there, like... Okay, I know I need to look at Hawkeye stuff, and then beyond that, any kind of like sports stuff will do. But I do think that Spencer is a Green Bay Packers fan.
He is.
Because
he's
from Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
My boyfriend Curly is a Vikings fan, so that immediately was like, ugh, distaste. I found a Packers helmet.
Shut the front door.
Yeah,
he
it's
does
like
not
a,
know this yet.
No, it's like
oh,
a kid's
he's gonna
one.
Die.
But I walked around the corner and I'm like, I feel like this is meant to be. So I did buy it. And my boyfriend Curly said he was going to set my car on fire with it riding in the back seat.
That's
with
my
us.
Vikings fan right there. Yeah.
But that was the big stuff that I found. So I felt like it was a really good haul.
Okay. You had a way better thrift store than I did because I went to two. And to be honest, it was kind of garbage. It was a lot of tin cans. You know, like you'll get
like popcorn.
Yeah. Or that, you know, if you go to a Hawkeye football game, you'll get the cup.
Oh, yes. The stadium cup.
Uh-huh. So it was like a crap ton of those. I had like no options. I did first start my trip at Home Goods, and there was a squirrel that was playing baseball. Spencer said no to that one for obvious reasons.
Well, you didn't sell it well.
I
because
didn't.
I will also say you need to be more confident in your pitches because every time she sends a picture, it's like, yeah, you're probably going to say no to this.
And then I went to a thrift store, and the first thing I find was a Rough Riders bobblehead. I didn't know they did bobbleheads.
Cool.
And I don't know who it is, so that was the first.
Okay, again, you're not selling it well.
If it was the horse, isn't it a horse their mascot?
Yes.
I think so. I would have known that, but I didn't know who
well,
this guy
it wasn't.
Was. Then I saw a bowling pin that was Hawkeye. I didn't send that in the group chat, but I...
That's cool.
Wait, it was?
A bowling pin?
I didn't think it was, so I didn't grab it. I was like, oh, he's not... Does he watch Hawkeye, like, Iowa bowling? I don't know, so I didn't grab it.
I don't know. I think that's cool, but that's too bad.
Okay. Then I saw this thing where, you know, like, usually you have it for Christmas, but you can flip the square boxes or whatever for what day it is.
Yes.
So the 11th, you would have 1-1, and it was a Hawkeye.
Oh.
But I'm like... You know, boys, they ain't gonna change
well,
that.
Yeah, that's true. We don't want to give them a chore.
No, 100%. I saw all sorts of different things. A lot of Christmas, which it's just not the time. The thing I really regret not buying, and after talking to Spencer, he said I should have bought it, was at a thrift store. There was a goose. The goose has glasses. It's got a Hawkeye hat and then like a Hawkeye bandana. It's Mother Goose.
Like a stuffed
yeah.
goose. I can't believe you didn't. I feel
I
like at some
did.
Point, one of us does have to get something a little hootie, and
okay.
I feel like it's going to be you.
So should I go back and get the goose?
Go get that goose.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Well, I feel like our generation often gets called lazy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make it worse. I'm sorry. Because I want this to happen. There's a girl on TikTok who has gained some traction for her business. Her name is Bailey McNeese. Unfortunately, she is based in Alabama, so she is nowhere near us. But she has what she calls DoorDash for gas delivery business.
Nice.
Like when you want a late night snack, you DoorDash it. It's that, but for fuel for your car.
Yes.
It's called Gaslight Fuel. And basically, her and her husband have created this app where people can, just like you would with DoorDash, request your gas for your car, let them know where the car is going to be parked, what kind of gas you need, how quickly you need it, if it's like an immediate situation or if it's just parked outside your job. And then Bailey or her husband pull up in a big truck that has like a whole gas mechanism in the bed of the truck. and they will fill your car up for you. You don't have to come outside. You can. They say sometimes people do. But otherwise, they'll just fill up your car. It's hooked up to the app that it'll just immediately charge for the amount nice. That they gas you up for. And then they're on their merry way, and you didn't have to actually pump your own gas that day.
Dude, the gas stations in our town need to hop on this. This is a business they're missing out on. You know what I'm saying? Here's the thing. I think if you're listening, you're probably like, who's going to pay for this? Me. I would pay for this. Do you know how many times I'm like, oh, I'm going to get gas in the morning? Stupid rookie mistake.
Oh, every time.
I never have time for it.
Mm-mm.
And I don't want to go that night to get it. I would pay a stupid amount of fees for this.
You know when I would do this? When it's freezing cold outside.
Yes.
There is nothing worse than getting gas in December.
No, 100%. But you know how I was saying like gas stations should hop on this?
Mm-hmm.
Hello? You could be just, you know how when you want to go to Target and they're like, oh, you want to add a Starbucks order? This is what they could do. A gas station company could get their own vehicles, go to people's houses and be like, hey, is there a snack you want from our gas station? Oh, you would so get me.
I would have glazers at my house every day.
It's those girls in the afternoon and trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
You remember last week I told you there was this girl at the gym who was killing it. And I really wanted to ask her if she wanted to join those girls' sweat squad.
I do. And you didn't end up doing it?
No, because by the time I finally got the courage to say something to her, she left the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard about Those Girls Sweat Squad? It's our private group on Facebook where you can post your fitness journey, whatever that looks like, going to the gym, not going to the gym. You can use it for accountability. You can use it for inspiration, motivation.
A way to get more comfortable at the gym.
It's been helping me.
Taking pictures, or now you're even approaching people.
100%. So she was back today.
Okay.
And she, again, was killing. So impressive. She was doing Bulgarian, I think they're called splits. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
Yeah, like split squats.
I could never. Mm-hmm. My knees are too bad. She was doing that. She was lifting heavy weights. I was like, okay. I want to ask her, but my only fear is that she's going to think that I think she's like dumb or that she's not being very good in the gym.
Oh,
that's not,
you're trying to help her out.
Yeah, like I'm like, oh, you should join this because you need help. That's not the whole, that's not the point of the group, okay? I just want, I'm like, you clearly, you're a badass, you know? Like I want to put you in the group, like you're cool. So I went up to her today and I was like, hey, don't take this as a diss. This is only a compliment, but here's the group. And I told her about it. She loved it. She joined the group.
Did she?
Yeah. But, and I was like, I just want to make sure like you know that I like think you're incredible. You're awesome. Turns out she's a personal trainer.
Of course
she knows what she's doing.
Of course.
But she joined the group. I just was so intimidated to say anything to her because I didn't want her to think it was like a diss because it's not.
Yeah, I'm like trying to think if somebody came up to me, I would think, oh, they think I need help because my head's where the butt goes.
Oh, I almost did that today.
Put the head where the butt goes?
Yes. So she's probably looking at me like, you girl, you need help. So
in what world do you own a fitness group? Does your gym have like couples hour like mine does? Not officially, I should say.
No, but it's funny you say that. I never see couples in the morning. Like me and my boyfriend, neighbor man, were the only couple this morning.
Yeah.
And usually that's when I go, so I don't see it. But I did go Saturday night, and there was a couple there.
Okay. I saw a ton of couples on Friday night. Like you said, I never really noticed, at least couples that are working out together.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe sometimes I'll see them walk in together and then they kind of like go do their separate things. But I was working out with my boyfriend, Curly. And as we're like wrapping up, I'm finally taking in our surroundings. And I'm like, oh, there's a couple up there. And that looks like a couple right there. And that looks like a couple over there. Like they were everywhere.
It was at night.
Yes.
I think they only go at night.
I don't know if it's because both are off work, because that's really the only time that
date night, baby.
Me and Curly can go unless like one of us have the day off. That I'm like, I don't hate this also, because then I don't feel so stupid following him around the gym and being like, can you show me what to do?
Because
that's what everybody's doing. They're all working out together.
Yeah. I love going to the gym with him. Like that's the whole reason why we switched our old gyms, was so that we could be together at one.
Mm.
But I will say, I think they go, again, like more at night. I don't see anybody in the morning, but it kind of makes sense. Like you, you could like decompress and like spend time together after work. And, you know, maybe not watch a Netflix show. You're instead, you know, at the gym together. The only reason we don't do it is because he sometimes doesn't get off till 9 o'clock at night. I am not going to the gym that late.
Oh, I'm already in my jammies.
Mm-hmm. That's why I force him in the morning and he cannot stand it.
It sounds like one of you is always unhappy with the decision.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.